Growing up on the farm, a look into local agriculture fueled by Kubota. We are profiling Otter Creek Farms in Harrowsmith. For more, here's our Ken Hashizumi speaking with owner and operator, DJ Cook.
So what exactly do you do at Otter Creek?
Well, at Otter Creek Farms, we raise full-blood Wagyu cattle for beef, produce high-grade marbled Wagyu beef and burger, and we supply our own restaurant, which is Otter Creek Kitchen in the west end of Kingston, as well as other local restaurants, and we do orders to the public, direct to sales, freezer beef, and it's all full-blood Wagyu.
So how long has it been in operation?
The farm in Kingston has been going since about 2012, but the idea and the culmination of everything started in about 2007.
Was this started by yourself? Did you buy from somebody, or was it handed down from your ancestors?
No, this is something I started myself. Now, I grew up on a beef farm where we raised Limousin cattle primarily, some shorthorns. And when I went away to university, and unfortunately my father passed away at a young age, we had to give up our family farm, which was in Lindsay, Ontario. So I always had the bug. I always wanted to run a farm. And when I moved to Kingston, that was my opportunity to start. But the idea started in about 2007 when I was talking with some friends, and the idea of starting a Wagyu beef operation in Canada was sort of floated around the group. And I began importing genetics from around the world and meeting breeders and feeders from around the world, particularly from Japan, learning the methods to raise and feed these cattle to produce the best quality beef. And ultimately, when I moved to Kingston in 2013, the farm started then, originally on Highway 38. Then we branched out to Hastings, Peterborough area. We've raised cattle across the country from PEI to Abbotsford, BC, a couple farms in Alberta as well. And now we're primarily based on Unity Road in Kingston.
Now, for people who are not familiar with the different types of beef that are around, what makes Wagyu beef different from the rest?
So Wagyu is a specific breed of cattle. They're originally from Japan, and they're known for their heavy marbling. They lay down fat in the intramuscular component of the meat, actually directly in the muscle cells themselves. There are several genetic reasons why they do this, why they have this unique quality. The other interesting thing about the fat that they lay down is that it is a cleaved fat, or it's a shorter chain fatty acid. And the fat is primarily made up of oleic acid, which is a omega-9 fatty acid, which actually has some health benefits as well, and a lower melting point with a very buttery flavor profile. So I like to think of it as a very delicious, but also potentially healthy way to consume beef.
Now, you mentioned this is an operation that you started, but you grew up on the farm. What was that like, and what did you learn from it that you were able to take that into your current venture?
Oh, absolutely. Growing up on a farm is an experience like no other. You learn about resilience. You learn about dealing with loss. You learn about winning and losing and overcoming challenges. I think that growing up on a small beef operation in Eastern Ontario, I learned all about the management of the grass, the management of pasture lands, hay production, elements of crop production, and then, of course, animal husbandry. But the big takeaway from growing up on a farm is learning resilience and how to deal with challenges and failures and really overcome those to survive and move ahead in the future. And I think this applies to every aspect of my life.
Do you plan on continuing the business or handing down this business to your children or other relatives?
Currently, I like the idea of staying local and really developing a business that provides a sustainable product and really remains very local. We've dabbled in the export business. We did have a very large sort of intra-provincial business supplying many restaurants in Toronto and Ottawa. COVID really put a damper on our business, and really our focus now is on creating a local sustainable farming practice that goes directly into the community and local restaurants. I think that our long-term plans will be to maintain the sustainable size, to develop our genetics and improve the quality of our genetics, and then potentially grow through distribution and sales of genetics outside of the local area and even around the world. Long term, I mean, I'm hopeful that one of my children will be very interested in this and will want to carry it on, but they're still young and finding their way. So I'm not sure where it'll go, but I'm very hopeful that there'll be a future that long outlives me.
If there's somebody who wants to get into farming, what would you advise them?
Well, I think that if somebody out there wants to get into farming and they don't necessarily have a family connection, that they should look into working on farms. There's many, many jobs available across the country, farms looking for labor out in Alberta. You can work with cattle anywhere all the time. In Ontario, there are many farms looking for help as well. Not just beef farms, there are a lot of crop farms in Ontario where you can gain experience. And I think that the key is to gain experience so that you understand what it is to work with the land and work with animals, if that's where you're headed. And then once you've got that experience under your belt, it's a case of a lot of hard work, grinding it out, saving up, and being able to get into probably initially rented land, but then eventually into owning land. And I think it's a noble profession. It is a great thing to do because you experience tremendous independence. And like I said, you have to develop this resiliency, which, applies to every aspect of your life. And it's great for the family as well.
DJ, I appreciate you doing this. Thank you very much for joining us today and taking part in this feature.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Have a great day.